Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet. Let's go.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends like my friend, Dr. Andy. She's got her raw dog food cup, but she doesn't let friends feed kibble either.
No, I do not. Howdy, yeah. Folks.
How are you today?
I'm good. Not getting work done, knocking things out, you know.
You're a positive
person. Fighting the good fight.
You're a positive person, I think. You know, there's some people that just wake up.
I've worked really hard on that.
Yeah.
I grew up in a household that was not positive. So.
Mm. Well, see, you said, I don't want to be like that. I want to be something different.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Yep. So I appreciate your positivity. And I'm going to tell you something that I'm positive about, Dr. Andy. I am positive, without a doubt, that vaccines have a lot of really bad ingredients in them.
I might be positive about that, too.
I was reading an email that came out, and, you know, we just had the rabies webinar, okay? We just had the rabies webinar, yes. And, you know, here's what that webinar was all about, Dr. Andy, and I think some people wanted an easier path, but...
Don't they always want something easier?
Right. But what we were trying to present is this, is that your veterinarians are not the vaccine police. They have decided that they are, and a lot of people are very afraid. And that's what we really wanted to get out. And we want people to spread that and understand that, yeah, there are laws and ordinances out there. However, I remember 3 years ago, when there's some sort of vaccine mandate for us and the folks that said, I'm going to go against the grain. You can be snarky. You can say I'm a grandma killer. You can fire me from my job. But I'm going to protect myself. And that's, we want to give people the ammunition to use that, to have that power. Now, whether you do it or not is up to you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Whether you're still afraid that somebody's going to come knock on your door and say, hey, bring your dog's little hiney butt over here. I'm going to vaccinate him. I guess they do it then. I don't know where they vaccinate him. But anyway, and especially the rabies, you know, so we just wanted to get all that information out there. And some people don't like that. They don't want to hear that. It's too inconvenient to stand up for your dog.
Yep, it is.
Yeah.
So, my entire lifestyle is inconvenient because of my dogs, but that's my choice.
Right. But you had a chance, Dr. Andy. I do remember when you said, I'm not getting any more dogs. And then I came back.
I know. Right?
And there was another dog there. I was like, what happened?
I love that dog. yes. Mm-hmm. It is a true story. It's a very true story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, dogs are, they give us so much joy, right? And they do speak to us. Rick said to me the other day, because how many words do you think Lozzie knows? Because she just acts like she knows exactly. I said, I think it's more the cadence, the tone. You know, they pick up on, you know, how do you know that I'm, she, I don't tell her, but somehow she knows that I'm going to the warehouse and she's not going with me versus we're going for a walk and I haven't even said it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It must be something that you do, right? Or the shoes you pick up or I think sometimes it's just the energy, you know, you're a little more excited to go on that walk than you are to the warehouse. I don't know, maybe, but they're mind readers and you cannot hide your energy from them.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, here's what you can't hide. You can't hide all the things that are in vaccines that I don't think that pet parents know about. So we're just going to tell them a little bit here. But I want to tell you that one of the biggest reasons that I think that they're worried about, quote unquote, vaccine hesitancy, which, by the way, Dr. JC told me that when she went to do her CEs, that they talked about vaccine hesitancy in and pet parents not wanting to vaccinate their dogs. But listen to these financial motives, Dr. Andy. There was an increase in the vaccine market size from just $6 billion, I mean, just $6 billion in 2005 to $34 billion in 2012. So I don't know, Dr. Andy, if you saw a product that you could make six times on, if you just marketed it the right way. I mean, you know, because there's the canine influenza vaccine, there's the rabies, there's the parvo, there's lepto, right? Yeah. All of these. But and would more. Would you be all right, Dr. Andy, if we just pushed in some aluminum, you know, into your dogs? I mean, because, you know, is it all right? Because, you know, aluminum is connected with neurological conditions like Alzheimer's, you know, brain inflammation. Metal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oxidative damage. I mean, is that all right? Would you be all right with this little torchy, your favorite?
No.
Aluminum?
No aluminum.
Well, they wait a minute.
What do they use it for? Oh, to preserve it. Mm-hmm. So little vial doesn't go bad.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Dr. Andy. A little bit of aluminum, if it's going to protect your dog from getting rabies from sniffing the pee of that squirrel in your backyard. Come on. You're not being very,
I'm being hesitant. How dare I?
How about a little thermiosol?
Mercury
based preservative. Extreme neurotoxicity. It's what it's known for.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I thought
they had to pull that out of all the vaccines.
It remains a common ingredient in veterinary vaccines.
In veterinary, huh?
Yeah, primarily because it allows for the production of multi-dose vials. And you know what that helps?
Even better.
It helps reduce cost. Therefore, it can really skyrocket from, you know, $6 billion to $34 billion. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As long as Big Pharma's making their money.
Yeah. So you're okay with a few contaminants, you know, harmful contaminants that can lead to cancer, autoimmune disease, and other conditions. I mean, they put in here, notably a feline retrovirus found in both canine and feline vaccines has raised alarms about the safety of shared vaccine stock, seed stock. But, you know, right now, you're right with aluminum, thermiosol, and all these contaminants. Wait, there's one more, Dr. Andy. Okay.
All right.
Okay. And there's more. Animal protein. The use of animal tissue in vaccine production introduces foreign proteins directly into the bloodstream, bypassing the digestive system that can trigger immune responses, leading to autoimmune disorders and other health issues. What, you mean like the itchy pet syndrome? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to know, you okay with that? Because really, I mean, you want to protect your pet, don't you, Dr. Andy?
I know. I feel like I'm on trial.
I mean, when you really list it out like that, does that not sound like insanity to you?
Oh, it's always sounded like insanity to me, right? And this is where informed consent and due diligence needs to be taken on by the pet parents. The stuff is out there. You can find it. It's all there. Look up the vaccines.
It's the fear. Mm-hmm. It's the fear. I see it every day. I have to. What does that mean? What does that mean? Now, either it's fear or convenience, Dr. Andy. It's one of the two.
Well, convenience as in I don't want it. Is there that ignorance? I don't want to know.
Well, inconvenience as I want to go travel and I need to put my dog somewhere, and therefore I'm going to go ahead and put the extremely neurotoxic stuff in my dog because
so they can go to doggy daycare. Okay, yeah.
Because the last time I jacked him up, he didn't flail on the floor and have a seizure. Yeah. So it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I have pet parents that, we have to do Benadryl before and after because they have this big flare up every time they get their vaccines, like a big skin flare up. I'm like, you did that again? Like you did it the first time, but you did it again? What happened to knowing better and doing better? I've had a client sit here and go, oh, my last dog. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she died because we gave her those vaccines. But hey, I'm taking my puppy in for his shots tomorrow. What? I can't fix that. It boggles my mind. And I think we've all heard about thimerosal and we've all heard about aluminum being in there. Those other things that Dee Dee listed, who knows if we know exactly what those are, but if they're bypassing the digestive system and getting into the bloodstream, the immune system is going to attack it. It's similar to a leaky gut situation.
Right.
Is when the proteins get through the digestive system, through the walls of the gut and into the body of into the blood of the dog. And then the immune system goes, oh, you don't belong here. And then it formulates a formal attack. So same concept with the vaccines.
And then you spend your life or your dog's life switching their protein or only giving them one protein for the rest of their life.
The holy grail protein that you found, that this is what they've been eating for the last 8 years. And now I'm having all of these problems. Well, no kidding, Sherlock. You can't eat the same thing every single day and not expect an issue at some point.
Right. And so when we see, Dr. Andy, a dog, we don't actually see them. We get it in an email that says, my dog can only eat this because they're allergic to lamb, pork, turkey, chicken, and beef. And you're like, probably not.
Probably.
Probably leaky gut. So we can heal the gut and then get your dog back on appropriate diet. No. I have seen a digestive specialist. I have spent a ton of money on allergy tests. Yep. I know for a fact.
Yep.
No, I'm going to challenge that.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when that test was 4 years ago. And I challenge that if you took that test 3 months later, it'd be different.
Right.
Because bodies are not stagnant. They don't just sit in a box and they're not the same as the next dog in a box next door. Everything is different and it changes constantly. And yes, when you list off all those proteins, and generally when you do allergy tests, what comes up as positive is what you're generally eating. Because that is what your body is dealing with currently. So yes, you pull that out, you switch it up, you can change all that. And yeah, they're generally, no matter what your veterinarian says, not allergic to that protein in that kibble. They're just allergic to the kibble. It's processed. There's too much other stuff in there. The synthetic vitamins could be messing with everything in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's not that.
Protein. And you know, I think that the real fear that I have, Dr. Andy, with folks that will go down that path and only feed one protein is that your dog is not going to get all the vitamins and minerals that they need. What happens when you don't have enough zinc in the body? What happens when you don't have enough vitamin A? Now, if you're feeding a proper raw diet, right, and you're going to get your vitamin A out of the liver, out of the organs, things like that. Okay. But the body is designed, it needs all those, right?
Yes, they all work together.
Essential means, yeah, I kind of got to have them.
Got to have them.
Got to have them. And as I, really look at vitamins and minerals and how they play in the body, it may be 4 or 5 years. It may be 3 months. We don't know. The impact on certain things is different. So there was a guy that wanted to know, and I forget whose study I was looking at. I think it was Dr. Connor Brady's. But he wanted to know, what is the impact of no vitamin C? Absolutely zero, none, right? Mm-hmm. And it took him 3 months before he hit the wall. 3 months before he hit the wall, and he got really ill. And they knew what it was. So they immediately came back in and did the high levels of vitamin C in an IV.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he came right back and he felt better. But I think that this is the reason that we say variety, 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 raw meaty bones, whether that's chicken necks, turkey necks, chicken wings, duck, you got to put some raw meaty bones in there, guys. You got to have bones. And people are so afraid of bones, but bones have so many vitamins and minerals in them. You take the bones out of the diet, Dr. Andy, and you feed one protein, I think we're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm. And I've had clients come in, I just buy the hamburger at the grocery store. I'm like, for how long? Because, you know, I may have run out of meat occasionally and, you know, they have, you know, a meal of that, you know, so right. What? But
right.
No, you can't feed your dog that for 6 months. There's no bones. There's no minerals. Are you supplementing with anything else? Which any kind of supplement powder for vitamins and minerals is mostly synthetic. I mean, you can find whole food products,
right?
You know, blah blah blah. But we need to fix this now before you start seeing a problem. So yeah, I've had those conversations too. I'm sure you have.
Almost every day. Mm-hmm. Almost every day. And you know, when a dog stops eating, I always look at what, you know, what he been ordering. Right. It's not. Mm-hmm. And I will say this. If you're calling me, OK, then all I can advise you on is my line. Really. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know what's happening with the other stuff, but it's real easy. If you have a 100-pound dog and you're ordering 10 pounds of food a month, I pretty much know you're not just feeding my food. Right. Mm-hmm. There's no way. Right. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, bring up red flags. And so we're going to look at that. And we got to ask you a lot of questions. If you're asking for our opinion, then we're going to ask a lot of questions.
A lot of questions. Annoyingly so.
Yeah. And they annoy people. But but I can't just give you an off-the-cuff answer, Dr. Andy, because there's too much involved. It's like, you know, for you, I'm sure that when you're doing chiropractic work, does it matter? It matters if somebody has a dog that they're just continually causing inflammation in the body what they feed.
I have one now that if I knew it was in as bad a shape as it was, I would have told her, save your money until you change the food. It's so inflamed, so yeasty, greasy, disgustingly, I don't want to touch it. It's, you know, got goopy eyes. It's got the eyelash disease that needs to be surgically fixed. They grow back into the eye. I forget the name of it. So that's going on. But she's, you know, weak in the rear and seems to be sore on the left. And I'm like, but you know, Royal Canin Bulldog.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Did they not know that Royal Canin's on the list of dogs that are dying? But can I say that?
I don't know if you can say that, but
I don't know if I can say that.
But and we talked, I'm like, and this is a young girl who can't afford, right? I'm like, I need you to sit down, pen to paper. What are you paying in vet bills and medication for this dog? And the Theracleans, oh, the ears are a mess all the time. So she's doing the Theraclean, which is actually a cool product, but it's not getting to the root of the problem. It's the food. Or at least 80-90%. And then what's left, we then handle. But, oh, I'm almost like, don't come.
But you're right. I mean, it must be a little disheartening, right? When you're like, look, I know that I can really make a difference in your dog's life by adjusting them. But when somebody is doing something that is contra.
Or the dog is just responding so poorly to it. Like, there are dogs that come in that I know are kibble fed and they seem fine. They do seem fine. I'm not promoting this, folks. Seem fine until they're not. And they will right. not be at some point. That an adjustment holds and they do okay at that moment. But this dog is already so debilitated and doing so poorly that, oh, yeah. So we're going to have another conversation next time they come in.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I have to say, Dr. Jasek, you know, she totally changed her practice where now she's got this video. It's like, are we fit? Because, yeah. you know, yeah. if you're doing all this stuff and you're feeding kibble,
yeah.
I don't even she'll work with kibble feeders. And somebody got really angry not too long ago, but I look at it like this. If you're going to move into a neighborhood that has a homeowners association and you read the bylaws and you read the covenants and it says you can't do something, so you want to know that before you move in, but then mm-hmm. you move in and you start complaining that you want to be right. able to do that thing that is against the covenants.
Yeah,
what kind of great analogy is that?
That's a great analogy,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I have PTSD from all that because my parents were the president and treasurer of their homeowners association for 26 years.
Oh, 26. My God.
They just retired.
Wow.
And people are so mean to them, mm-hmm. right? And my mom's like a little bulldog, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, people don't like me because I hold their feet to the fire. And it's like, but why do you do that? If you know that,
no. mm-hmm.
if you know, then why do you do that?
Yeah,
it's really strange yeah. to me.
I should probably take Dr. J6's lead and do something similar. Because I want the best results too.
Yeah. Or like, right? you know, I let me give you a suggestion, Dr. Andy.
Okay.
I think that when new people come, you should have this, you know, next section for just whatever amount. You want to get the best for your buck from me? You want me to make your dog the best they can be? Let's do a canine, you know, a diet consultation that's going to go along with this, right? Now, you can do it or not, but, you know, you want the best from Dr. Andy, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Because you're so nice. You're so nice. And, you know, I know that I've seen, you know, some very fat dogs and mm-hmm. you're so nice. And you know, those are kibble fed dogs or they're overfeeding their dogs. And that goes with the entire structure of the body. There's no possible way that canine nutrition is not a part of what you do. It's the body.
Yeah, you are correct.
Most of the time. I'm correct. At least that's what I say. I'm kidding.
And that's important.
I mean, I think that's amazing. So if you guys want to work with Dr. Andy, she's amazing. She knows the body. She knows the body, right? The body, the gut, the microbiome, the ligaments, all the stuff you talk about, what is this? Fascia.
Muscles of mastication.
Muscles of mastication. Yeah. All this kind of stuff that will really, really help your dog. So you want to get over to animalmagiccare.com. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here now, folks. All chiropractors are not the same. Okay. They're not all the same. No. So you want to be working with one that is like Dr. Andy, has years of experience, right? Because they learn, they change, they morph, they do better when they know better, right? Yeah. So if you're not seeing the results that you think that you should be seeing from your chiropractor, I would encourage you to sign up for a consultation over animalmagiccare.com. Let Dr. Andy see a video of your dog, let her talk to you, and maybe there's just something there that your chiropractor is not seeing. Okay? That's just my advice. You want your best bang for the buck, right, Dr. Andy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Very much so. Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome. And I'm going to see you here in a second. Yeah. Get over to animalmagiccare.com, you guys. Get signed up on Dr. Andy's email list. Get your dog on a species appropriate diet. Okay? We're all going to tell you that. Can't do kibble and get these magic results.
You can't.
No. No, not going to happen. All right, everybody, get over to animalmagiccare.com and get over to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where your pet's health is our business. And what, Dr. Andy?
Friends don't let friends feed kibble.
That's right. We'll see you guys soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, snaps.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.